Numbers chapter 8, Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Numbers chapter 8, verse 1, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and say to him, when you light the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light opposite to the candlestick. And Aaron did so. He lighted the lamps thereof opposite to the candlestick, as the Lord commanded Moses. And this work of the candlestick was of beaten gold, to the shaft thereof, to the flowers thereof, was beaten work, according to the pattern which the Lord had showed Moses. So he made the candlestick. And don't think of a wax stick with a wick in the middle of it. That's not what it's talking about. This was more of a lamp. It was an oil lamp. And this holy lampstand is described in detail, if you want to look at it, in Exodus chapter 25, beginning in verse 31. Anyway, the lampstand had great symbolic value. It symbolized God, who created light, and it symbolized Jesus, who is the light of the world. And this lampstand was to be positioned so that its light would light up the holy bread. Verse 5. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them. And thus shall you do to them, to cleanse them. Sprinkle water of purification upon them, and let them shave all their flesh, and let them wash their clothes, and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bullock with its meal offering, even fine flour mingled with oil, and another young bullock shall you take for a sin offering. So before they could serve God, the Levites had to be ritually cleansed. First, they had to be cleansed outwardly. They had to shave all their hair from their body, and they also had to be sprinkled with water. Shaving symbolized purity. Then notice verse 8 through 11. Then let them take a young bullock with its meal offering or grain offering, even fine flour mingled with oil, and another young bullock shall you take for a sin offering. And you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall gather the whole assembly of the children of Israel together, and you shall bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall put their hands upon the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord for an offering of the children of Israel, that they may execute the service of the Lord. So next came their internal cleansing. They were to offer one young bull as a sin offering for their unintentional sins, that is, their sins of ignorance. And then they were to offer a second bull as a burnt offering. And the priests then offered the Levites as living sacrifices to God. So these inward and outward cleansing rituals had to be performed before they could serve God, before that Levitical priesthood really kicked into gear. And that symbolized the fact that in order to be used by God, a person needs to be inwardly cleansed. That's by the new birth, by receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and outwardly cleansed through confession of sin after we have received the new birth. Verse 12. And the Levites shall lay their hands upon the heads of the bullocks, and you shall offer the one for a sin offering and the other for a burned offering to the Lord, to make an atonement for the Levites. And you shall set the Levites before Aaron and before his sons and offer them for an offering to the Lord. Thus shall you separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. And after that shall the Levites go in to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and you shall cleanse them and offer them for an offering. Notice the Levites were an offering. For they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel, instead of such as open every womb, even instead of the firstborn of all the children of Israel, have I taken them, that would be the Levites, to me. For all the firstborn of the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I smote every firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them for myself. And I have taken the Levites for all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and to his sons from among the children of Israel to do the service of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of the congregation and to make an atonement for the children of Israel, that there be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near to the sanctuary. When Israel sinned, God did not mess around, as we're going to see shortly. He punished them with plagues and death and other things. And even today, we should know that God will never let his children get away with sin. The Levites, were God's gift to his people. They kept the tabernacle running so that the common people wouldn't touch the holy things and suffer the consequences. The Levites acted as a buffer between the people and God, and that kept the people safe. 20. And Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did the children of Israel to them. And the Levites were purified, and they washed their clothes. And Aaron offered them as an offering before the Lord, and Aaron made an atonement for them to cleanse them. And after that went the Levites in to do their service in the tabernacle of the congregation before Aaron and before his sons, as the Lord had commanded. As the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so did they to them. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This is it that belongs to the Levites from 25 years old and upward. They shall go in to wait upon the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and from the age of 50 years they shall cease waiting upon the service thereof, and shall serve no more, but shall minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of the congregation, to keep the charge, and shall do no service. Thus shall you do to the Levites, touching their charge." God did not want to put any Levite in a risky position. A boy or an elderly man may be weak, a little boy or a young person might not be strong enough. An older person may weaken over time, and in the midst of serving could possibly mishandle something, drop a piece of temple furniture, something like that, mishandle something, bringing disaster upon himself. And as a result, they could not begin serving until they were 25 years old, and they had to retire at age 50.